And there is two of us now. Jimmy, what's up? Jimmy Francisco, how you doing?
There can be only one.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. I told you.
The one, the only Jeremy Wayne.
Well, you're the only Jimmy Francisco.
That is true. That is correct.
Yeah,
the world should be thankful.
Yeah, well, the world should be thankful that there's only one Jeremy Wayne. Yeah, I've been telling everybody throughout the show to keep their Jimmy or get their Jimmy hats on. I thought it was pretty clever, you know. So yeah, missed you, man. It's been
How are you? How we been?
We're doing pretty good, you know. I'm just like turning on the mic, speaking words, playing the hints. Thought about changing the show for a second to Gay Dude with a Microphone. Then I thought, nah, that'll. We'll just keep it the hangout. Yeah, so spinning the hands. Oh, I was going to, programming note, I think next Monday after Daylight Savings Time, I'm going to play the hits again. I'm going to play Daylight Savings Time's biggest hit twice. Because I don't think anybody should have to go to work that day. But I made it through. So I was going to go in Monday, 8 o'clock, and say, boom, boom, good night, bye. Did you adjust?
Good night.
Yeah. Did you adjust yet to the clock change?
Oh, I adjust immediately.
Do you? See, it's different for me every year. This year wasn't the greatest, but I did it anyway. I got through it. Because I was talking last week about how the clock change and heart attacks and blah, 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 blah. Look out, look out. Watch ourselves. Keep yourself healthy. And then, of course, I get like double cheeseburger as soon as I leave the studio. Speaking of heart attacks.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
That's just what Jeremy does. Yeah, my wife had a rougher time readjusting to the time change than I did. It does every year. It's the same thing. I'm like, I don't get it. But, yeah, I just roll with it. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Just roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with you?
So the reason you had me in when we were discussing this weekend is to discuss the reopening of sports.
Yes, yes. Oh,
High
school sports.
Rec sports. Club sports. Yeah, so everything is opening. The problem? All at once.
Yeah, see, I've been telling everybody to stay the course. In fact, it got to a point where I've actually modified it, and my model, the slogan for getting through this is don't F this up again, America. So hopefully
we'll
keep this going. But so sports is opening up. You've got to be excited.
I am, but I'm also concerned because high school sports is opening up as well in full force. So they're trying to get, football season done, maybe basketball season. I'm not even sure about that. Soccer seasons, baseball, volleyball, tennis, cross country is already going, track. And it's middle of March, and school ends in a couple of months. So they're kind of forcing everything in these short one-month-plus seasons. And a lot of the athletes are having trouble getting cleared to come back. So tonight was supposed to be the first soccer games for DVL, which is the one league in the desert, and they've already been postponed till next week.
Okay.
Partly because kids aren't all cleared, teams aren't fully together, nobody's really practiced. They started practicing last week, and they were going to go right into games, which, number one, is dangerous for kids who haven't done anything. They haven't been working. A lot of them haven't been working out. I mean, my girls have because they've been playing club, off and on nonstop through this thing. And it's a mess. It's a complete mess. So, like, for our girls, they will play high school Monday and Wednesday, half of them. The other half will play Tuesday, Thursday. These are all night games. So we're not going to be practicing at all starting next week because we care about our kids. We want them to be able to rest from their high school teams, get their homework done, all that stuff. But we're scheduled to start league for Coast Soccer this weekend. It started last weekend for some teams. It starts this weekend for the bulk of teams. And now our schedule has changed 7 times in 4 days. So as of right now, we're not scheduled to play until April 10th, which is nice, except that my girls will not be practicing together between now and then. So we have a game tonight, a little friendly. We have a game possibly Thursday night and 2 on Saturday to keep them together and focused before they're kind of on hiatus with their high school teams. But then they're going to reconnect every weekend to play. So it's really put everybody in a really rough spot. AYSO soccer, rec leagues are starting to form again. They're talking about April starts, which is a couple weeks away. So before we know it, you're going to see the soccer parks and the baseball fields at the parks busy with kids and families. So I don't know if that's necessarily the greatest thing.
Well, and as a coach, you're a father as well. You want to get out there, you want to see your girls play and everything, but you want to keep them safe. So, you know, it's kind of
right. And the sad part is, you know, and I get it. I get part of the high school thing and what my girls are going through. My girls are juniors, going to be seniors in the fall. So the time they have is limited now to get seen by college coaches. And, you know, we're going to Vegas next month for a 3-day college showcase where 200 plus college coaches come to watch the girls play. So it's like, that was supposed to be in March, got pushed to April. We're in. Our rooms are reserved in Vegas. We're going to try to bubble them up as much as possible, but we're going to be in Vegas with dozens of other teams, dozens of other families. And whether some of us have our shots or not, it's still scary, and it just sounds like a recipe for disaster. And the urgency of getting them seen by college coaches and everything, I get that, but it's really coming to a weird pace now. It went from zero to 250 miles an hour overnight.
Yeah. With the vaccines, everything opening up. Yeah, I've been watching it and telling people to stay safe. My husband, he's going to get his final shot on Friday, 82. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you there on wanting to go out and getting things done, but being apprehensive. And I haven't gotten my shot yet. So I guess what I'm saying is I hope nothing bad happens. If it does, if there's a get together and, you know, another outbreak, I want to see your girls get hurt, but at the same time, it's kind of heartbreaking to think that they might miss this. Or some girls that, you know, as they get older, some of them will graduate or whatever, and miss a shot like that. It's kind of heartbreaking to think about, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, we already have one of our girls, one of our star players, who hurt her knee a couple weeks ago in a friendly and might be out for a year now because of ACL surgery. We'll have final word on that in a week or so, but, you know, if she has to miss until next year, that really hurts her. And, you know, it wasn't because we were doing anything abnormal, and it wasn't because she wasn't in shape. It's just things happen. And, you know, what I'm seeing now is a lot of hamstring injuries, muscle-related injuries with kids that are just coming back into the fold, you know. And as the high school teams pick up their pace of their practices, it's just crazy to put them out there in games after a week, you know. There's no preseason. It's just, okay, here's your league, go play. And I'm like, oh, this is just bad. Too much going at once. We have girls that play tennis, girls that run cross country, as well as play soccer. So some of these girls are doing tennis at school, plus our soccer team. Some are doing cross country, plus our soccer team. Some are doing high school soccer and our soccer team. So we're trying to be really careful on how much we're doing with them. So we're isolating out, no practicing during the week. Because, you know, our practices are usually 10 times harder than the high school practices, but it's the sheer amount of work they're doing. If they're doing 5 days a week with their high school teams, two games a week at night, we can't be forcing them to come out and do anything with us. No matter how much it costs, how much is at stake or anything, it's still the bottom line is their health and their well-being.
Oh, absolutely.
But not everybody has that attitude.
Yeah, not everybody has that attitude, but, you know, we walk a fine line there.
Yes, sir. I mean, I've been driving around. I see restaurants open, people out like it was, you know, 2017, 2018.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. What really gets me, if you're out walking and you're wearing a mask, you're trying to follow the mask mandate or whatever, and you're walking around the whole time with it under your nose, you know, because I've seen this in Palm Springs a lot. It's happening everywhere. It's the latest trend. Under your nose, I guess it's okay. It's not. Just don't even wear the mask at all at this point, okay?
The Grammys the other night, Taylor Swift and Harry Styles started talking. Both of them dropped their masks and started talking to each other. I'm like, really?
Yeah, well, you know, but I think that's insulting when they, under the mask, that's what I see when I go out. That's the one that gets me the most. It's the people without masks. It's like, okay, maybe they should wear a mask, but they're walking around with it under the nose. And it's like, that insults my intelligence. You kind of want to.
Yeah, but you're really not wearing your mask, people. It's not a face accessory.
No, it's not. It could be, though.
So you got some music for us today?
Do you want to play some music?
I don't know. I know you do.
Well,
I figured you would have something beautiful queued up for your Jimmy.
For you, let's see. Let's see here. I'm trying to think what you would like. We're going to go through here. The cramps. Got the
cure. Oh, boy.
I already did the cure. Who else here? Who else? Picking for Jimmy. This is from the new music library added stuff. So I...
Ooh.
Oh, I like this one. You like
I'm
Iggy,
getting excited.
You like Iggy Pop?
Of course I do.
Okay, great. A few years ago, he put out an album called Post-Pop Depression. It's got a little local rock in it. Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age.
Senior Homme. Good kid.
Senior Homme. He is in this one. And
nice.
Oh, great. See, this is what you do when you have to run everything. I'll play it after this segment. How's that, Jimmy?
Perfect.
Okay, great.
I like it.
Yeah, I was thinking about that before, what I would play. Then you got on and we started talking. So, Jimmy Francisco.
Yeah, Josh is a really cool kid. You'd like Josh a lot.
Yeah, I've even played like Eagles of Death Metal. I'm getting other musicians onto the show, too. In fact, my first like band, Caxton, mm-hmm. they're going to be here Thursday.
Nice,
because I want to talk to the local bands and see what's going on. Things are opening back up, and I'm excited. And, you know, I want to get these venues to open up so these artists can go out and play their stuff, especially local artists. And I'm excited to do it, and I'm bringing Caxton in. We'll see what they're going to be doing it heading down the road or anything. But like you, at the same time, I don't want to encourage people to go out and, I don't know. It's a catch-22.
Yeah, it's more like a catch 44 at this point. It's double the 22.
Double the 22. Jimmy.
Double the 22. It's a 44, baby.
A 44. Absolutely. Jimmy, I hope we hear from you soon. Every week, every other week, something like that.
We can talk something.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like that a lot. It was really good to hear your voice. I was super excited when I forget where I was out eating, and I turned my phone around and there was a message from you and I listened to it. So, thank you for that. Kind of
brightened my day.
You
got it, my brother.
All right, we'll talk.
Keep doing what you keep doing, Jeremy, and I'll keep listening.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
All right, Jimmy Francisco. What a guy. Decided to come back into broadcasting. You know, they say stick with what you know. Went into a career change with what I thought. So, and 2 years, and I said, what career am I going to choose? What am I going to do? I could do something that's not so self-serving. Well, here I am, how you like me now. So he's the reason why I'm back into broadcasting, or one of the reasons. And we'll have him on more and more here on the iHub Network. I'm Jeremy Wayne, your host. This is the iHub Network.